The Nazis developed frightful methods to implement their intended slaughter. The sick were first loaded onto specially designed buses and taken for a short excursion. The windows were blacked out to prevent anyone seeing what was going on inside. The buses had been so designed that the exhaust gases would be pumped into the interior. These short tours of the city would inevitably end in the graveyard. Death houses, known as sterilization centers, were soon built in such settlements as Hadamar, Brandenburg, Grafneck, Hartheim, and Sonnenstein. The countless numbers of sick people, women, children, and the elderly dispatched to these centers were either given a lethal injection or else gassed in small groups. Their corpses were burnt in the center crematoria. However, the constantly smoking crematoria chimneys caused the population around to sense the terrible truth. The families of those killed were sent letters of condolence adorned with false doctors' names and false signatures, mendaciously reporting that the person concerned had died of a lethal illness. Soon afterwards, the sterilization centers began being used for an even more evil purpose. Nazi doctors set about performing frightful experiments on those sent to the centers. The Nazis, completely devoid of such feelings commanded by religious moral values as love, affection, compassion, or sympathy, committed hitherto unseen barbarities. They used people as living experimental material in disgusting tests for the well-being of the so-called Aryan race. For example, in order to determine the kinds of problems German pilots would face flying at high altitudes and the effects they would experience on bailing out with a parachute, some sick people were forced to don flying gear. A parachute harness was strapped onto them, and they were placed into pressure chambers and subjected to low pressures until their internal organs ruptured. In another experiment, they tested how long a pilot could survive after landing in the Arctic Ocean. Sick people in pilot gear were forced into ice-filled baths to measure how long it would take them to die. The most frightful of these inhuman experiments were directed by Josef Mengele, the notorious doctor at the Auschwitz concentration camp. Infamous for his experiments on children, and particularly twins, Mengele extracted the lymph glands from 20 children in his first experiment. The children were then injected with tuberculosis, and the results observed. None survived. One phase of the barbaric experiments performed in order to fill the world with people with Aryan characteristics concerned the color of people's eyes. At this stage, Mengele began selecting children with brown eyes on his morning tour of Auschwitz. His aim was to turn their eyes blue by injecting them with various fluids. All the victims suffered terrible pain and were permanently blinded, some even dying. The screams of innocent victims could be heard in even the furthest corners of the sterilization camps. However, it should be known that the evil people who committed all these atrocities will receive a just recompense for what they did. In one verse of the Quran, God describes the fate in the hereafter awaiting those who oppress others. There are only grounds against those who wrong people and act as tyrants in the earth without any right to do so. Such people will have a painful punishment.